This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million? $5 million? How about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we'll touch the table on some football. It's the Tigers day, of course, but we got to diversify a little bit. Hit the music, David.
It's that time, folks. It's Thursday.
Oh, for your overly biased QB performances of the week?
Yes.
Featuring Brock Purdy?
The QB performances of the week for week five in the NFL. You know what? Spoiler alert. Jared Goff. No, he won't be in there because he was on a bye week. But
I know who is.
We will start.
Come on.
You know what? Honorable mention.
No.
It's going to be Baker Mayfield.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, I can.
180 yards, three touchdowns, and he also ran for 42 yards in a victory.
Okay, that's not where I was going with this. I am more excited about something else. I think someone's going to make their debut on this list.
At number 10, David, Daniel Jones.
Yes.
No.
For Big G, for America.
257 yards, two touchdowns, and mobile Daniel Goff. Mobile Danny Dimes for 38 rushing yards and a victory over Seattle.
He played well. I mean, he's all he's doing is screwing over our chances to take a QB, but so be it. Go ahead.
At number nine, he's been on this many, many times. I'm going with C.J. Stroud. 331 yards, one touchdown. He did have a pick in the game, but he's still going out there getting it done.
Look, now he's going to be tested. Nico Collins is hurt. Joe Mixon is banged up. He hasn't played in a few weeks. There's going to be a test for CJ. I know it's a sleepy spot this weekend against New England, but let's see what you are now without your toys.
Is this really a sleepy spot against New England?
Yes, it is. It looks like a walkover. You're down your best player. It's a spot. Show me. Okay. Go out professionally. Go out there. Get this done. No miracle needed. They collapsed last week against Buffalo.
Okay. I may have to say earmuffs on this one. At number eight, Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys. 352 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions.
I just want to say F David. That's really what this comes down to. Him, that cursed, stupid team. That's all.
Okay. That was a pathetic 350, whatever he was. That was pathetic.
Oh, really? Yeah, because all I know at the end of the game, Dak sounded a lot like our new Snoop Dogg drop. Yeah, and he got it. Okay. Multiply.
All right, at number seven, Mike, have we hit Purdy time?
Go to hell.
Brand new to the list, Caleb Williams.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, 304 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 34 yards in a win over the Carolina Panthers. It is the Carolina Panthers, but you know what? It's also the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
So I went ahead and I put him in on the list.
I think what you're seeing there, semblance of running game, unlocking offense. And now, oh, wait, DJ Moore not eating sad pizza. It's getting there. It's a work in progress. But it is encouraging. A couple starts now, over 300 yards.
Yes.
Yeah, and it helps that you're right. With the running game, they don't have to throw the ball 50 times. Like, what are you doing with that? He's a rookie.
That's a road to nowhere.
All right. At number six, this man just, like a fine wine, gets better with age. Joe Flacco. 359 yards, three TDs, no interceptions.
When he threw the bomb late and basically Peterson's soul left his body, I went, oh my God, Flacco's going to do this. Like, he's doing it again. Look, can I ask you guys a question amidst the rankings?
Yeah.
Flacco gives this team the best chance to win right now, right?
Mm-hmm. He does.
It's night and day for me.
It's one of those where maybe this is what needed for Richardson. Sit, learn, watch the game, catch up to the speed of the game, and then next season hit the ground running, get your body completely healthy, because you're right. If you want any chance of winning, it's Flacco. You saw that. He still has it. He did it with Cleveland last year. He's doing it now with the Colts. David, anything?
No, it's just amazing what he's doing.
Okay. All right, at number five.
Uh-oh.
Kyler Murray, 195 yards, one touchdown, one interception, and Kyler ran for 83 yards and a touchdown, where he celebrated scoring the touchdown 40 yards away from the end zone. He had his arms up already celebrating against the Niners.
And that performance, that run, actually answered a lifelong question I've had. What would it look like if a bobblehead ran for 50 yards? Because that helmet and his head looked too big for that little body.
It did.
It looked like a Mr. Marbles. Is that you?
It did.
He just kept on rolling.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hate to see
it. Why do you sound so sad, Rico?
You know what, David? Because
things. Go ahead. Don't worry. He's really going to be sad when they announce McCaffrey's out for the year.
Woo! I expect that. That's
you can't hurt me.
Right. I've already expected that. At number four, let's go back to the Jaguars-Colts game. Trevor Lawrence decided to join the season this year. 371 yards, two touchdowns, one pick in the victory over the Colts, which ended up being an entertaining game. I didn't think it was going to be, but they got it done.
He desperately needed that performance. Desperately. And again, they're bad. He has another test this week as a short underdog, but he needed something now. And it ain't his fault that defense fell asleep in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but now congratulations. You get to go overseas and play in London at 6 in the morning.
That's your greed. Don't
that ain't
me.
My greed.
That's on you.
They might as well just put that and call that Jacksonville Stadium.
No, because you know why? Because the league sounds like Snoop.
All right. At number three, we will go with a guy in a loss, but man, he put up numbers. 399 yards, five touchdowns, and one pick in a loss to Baltimore. Be Joseph Burrow.
Yeah, but you know what? I would heavily knock him down a peg for the late interception with about 3 minutes to go. You can't make that throw. You can't make that mistake. But yes, numbers are great. A couple of huge plays by Chase. We'll leave my thoughts on the Bengals for another segment. Go ahead, next.
At number two, stick with the same game, Lamar Jackson. This normally would get Lamar number one, but he didn't. It got him number two, 348 yards, four TDs. He rushed for 55 yards in a win over the Cincinnati Bengals where, man, Lamar looks like he wants to continue that at least regular season MVP type of season.
Man, don't look at me. I've said it all. Zach Taylor handed them that game. Keep going.
But at number one.
There it is.
Because we've been waiting. Nobody was able to top his Thursday night performance in overtime. And then he might as well have put on his Kirk Cousins change and did the swag surf to the crowd. Kirk Cousins, 509 yards, four touchdowns, one INT in a win over the Buccaneers. Prime time Kirk is back. It's a thing. He got it done. I was shocked. Even the game-winning touchdown went to some nobody receiver. Takes it right up the middle. The Falcons. win the game. Kirk Cousins, 509 yards.
Well, yeah, when your yardage starts with a five, we could just move you right to the top spot.
I was wondering, would anybody bump Kirk out of this? Nope.
No.
They did not.
Let me help you. No.
And then seeing him in front of the crowd doing the swag surf, that may be the second best thing. Only him on the plane shirtless was better than that.
What about him reading his kid a Bible story after losing to the Giants? Loser. 2-4-8. You got to take the playoff loss harder. I'll never forgive him for that.
He's saying, you know what? I have my kid.
No one cares.
Life is in perspective.
To hell with his perspective.
What would Big G say, Mike?
To hell with him, too. We're going to go back to the Tigers next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.